changes the first bill I signed into law. Pretty simple law. It says women deserve an equal day's pay for an equal day's work, because we want, because I want my daughters to have the same opportunity as someone's sons.
That bill was called the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. The president signed that bill on January 29th, 2009, the first law he signed as president. That's Ms. Ledbetter walking with the president there on that day. Let's say you find out on the job that you're being paid less than your male coworker, and you have reason to believe that your lesser pay is because you are a woman. It's discrimination. Under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, you've got 180 days, 6 months, from the Discriminatory Act to file a complaint. What is a discriminatory act? Well, every discriminatory paycheck you get. But in 2007, the John Roberts-led Supreme Court ruled that that 180-day clock starts ticking not with the last paycheck that you got, but with the first discriminatory paycheck you got, even if you had no idea that you were being discriminated against. And how would you know, since most of us don't have any idea what our coworkers make? That ruling effectively made it impossible to sue for being paid less because of your sex. The anti-discrimination law was still on the books, but that ruling by the Roberts Court made the law effectively unenforceable. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was so incensed with that 5-4 ruling that she took the very rare step of reading her dissent to the ruling out loud from the bench. And the woman whose case was the subject of that ruling, after that ruling, she got to work. She is Lilly Ledbetter. She had worked at Goodyear for nearly 20 years before she discovered she'd been being paid 40% less than men who were doing exactly the same work. When she lost that case at the Supreme Court, she kept working. She took her case to Congress, and in Congress, she won. And being able to put his signature to that win is one of the things this president has been bragging on ever since he did it, and getting big applause every time he does so. Joining us tonight for the interview is Lilly Ledbetter. She has a new book out about how this all happened. It's called Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. Ms. Ledbetter, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Did I explain that right?
You basically did. You did a wonderful job. Wonderful job. And you sized the situation up exactly right. And the president takes a lot of credit for signing that bill. And it was so historical because it put women and their families back out front. It gives them the right, when they find out that they're being mistreated in their pay, then they can file that charge, the same as I had done.
So it essentially reinstates what the Supreme Court undid with that ruling against you.
Exactly.
Well, you were working at Goodyear for 19 years when you found out you were being paid thousands of dollars less every year than your male colleagues who were doing the exact same job. You write about this beautifully in the book, but can you just explain how you found out 19 years into it that you were being paid less?
Someone left me an anonymous note tipping me off that me and my counterparts, who the four of us had the same job, we had been paid drastically different. Mine was 40% less than theirs, just the base pay. And that meant my overtime pay was not correct, not what I was entitled to legally under the law. And that also affected my retirement, my contributory retirement, my 401k, and today my Social Security as well. And that's why I'm so passionate about the book and telling the story and what I do today, because this is detrimental to our American families and is putting this country drastically behind.
By the time you figured out, and again, because of an anonymous tip, did you ever find out who gave you that tip?
No, I did not. It's some good Samaritan, though, because had I not gotten that tip, I would have retired and gone on into my retirement, never knowing how I had been mistreated.
Over the course of your career at Goodyear, do you know about how much money that added up to in terms of the disparity between you and your male coworkers?
No, but it's a drastic lot of money.
Yeah.
It's been estimated it's over $250,000, but it's much greater than that.
I don't mean to be presumptuous by reading to you from your own book, but I wanted to ask you about this, and I read it.
Okay.
You write about, right after you talk about getting that anonymous tip, you write about going into the ladies' restroom and thinking about it. I stood frozen, finally raising my eyes to the ceiling. You've just been stunned by what you've learned. Then you say, after a few minutes, I knew I had to get it together or I'd really be late. That's when I felt the shame, the haunting humiliation deep in my bones. As the numbers kept looping through my mind, I couldn't shake the realization of how stupid I had been to try so hard and to think it would pay off. I'd wanted so badly to win approval, and I had done so in the eyes of most of my coworkers who valued my hard work and loyalty and who gave it back to me. Why shame and humiliation? Why did you feel those things?
Because the amount of pay and our job is basically how we identify ourselves. And that was a, you know, sort of a accomplishment in my life that I had worked so hard to stand along beside the men and to be able to do everything they did and never try, never to make a mistake, and to do work harder and smarter than my male counterparts. And I had been given a top performance award in 1996. I had been chosen as one of the four managers to start up a light truck radio division. They handpicked those four managers. That was quite an honor for me. And then to find out that I'm being paid so much less than the other men, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. That the way you describe that in terms of it just sort of sucking that out of you is an emotional thing. I wonder, and we talk on the show and all of us in this business talk all the time about what government can and can't do. You obviously went through that humiliating experience of having been done wrong, and you had to fight for a very long time in order to get redress from the government. I wonder if you've left this by feeling like it's hard to get things done through institutions in the United States, or if this restored your faith in what government can do when people work at it.
It restored my faith because one person can make a difference, but not without the help of a lot of other people that are committed to the same cause. Because I had such an outpouring across this nation. One headline read, "She struck a nerve," and I did. It really did. It struck a nerve with the men. The men understand this because it takes two people in most households today to hold on to the middle class status. Mm-hmm. And the president, he understood this. And a lot of people in Congress, they understand it. And this bill was sponsored and co-sponsored by Republicans and Democrats. It didn't belong to either party. It's a fundamental American right that people are compensated fairly.
Well, because you fought for it, we all benefit.
Well, I think it'll help in the future, and now we're trying to make a lot more changes, and I'm still out there fighting and trying to educate young people, because when you start out behind, a young person can never catch up because raises are based on a percentage of what you're earning.
Yeah.
So I encourage young people in colleges to be sure they start out with a pay that they are deservingly and rightfully entitled to.
Lilly Ledbetter, the book is Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. I will say that I learned a lot about your case. I learned a lot about the political process, and I learned way more than anybody has a right to know about Possum Trot, Alabama, and the way you were started in this world. It's a great book, and thank you for your activism. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.